Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 18th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is northeast at 18, with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Barton County Sheriff's deputy busted a drug haul. J.P. Bizette has more.
Last Saturday around 1:30 a.m., a Barton County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a 2008 Chevy Impala on North Main Street in Hoisington for a broken light. They suspected drugs, so they brought in canine Menta, who found fentanyl, meth, weed, and drug paraphernalia. The driver, Tracy Reeves, 46, from Great Bend, got arrested and taken to the Barton County Jail and is already out after paying a $10,000 bond.
The four people accused in the murder and kidnapping of two Kansas women made their initial court appearance this week in Texas County, Oklahoma. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly of Hugoton disappeared March 30th while driving to pick up Butler's children. The charges are against Tiffany Adams, the grandmother of Butler's children, and three others. More court dates are pending, and a large law enforcement presence is expected at every court hearing. The medical examiner has not released a report on how the two were killed. Reports do show that the grandmother takes primary responsibility. This is Kansas Information Network News.
QSI, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the new garage you built for my husband.
Yes. Everything okay?
That's just it. It's perfect. He's always out there working on his toys, so I found a hobby of my own.
What's that?
Japanese raku pottery.
Oh, you need a she shed.
I need a she shed.
QSI will help you build the garage, shed, or she shed of your dreams. Visit QualityStructures.com to get started today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participants.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Hayes teenager was apprehended after repeatedly being removed from a bar and leading police on a chase. The Hayes Police Department received a report of an intoxicated underage male at midnight on April 7th at Chuck's in Hayes, where they were told 19-year-old Colt Matthew Minihan tried to enter the bar but was refused by the bouncer after three prior attempts. Hayes Police Chief Don Schleiber said the officers advised the young man that it was his last chance to go home or face being arrested, and he then left the area, and officers left the scene. However, the suspect returned for a fourth time at 1:46 a.m. and was once again denied entry into Chuck's. Schleiber said they were throwing him out of the bar again, and that's when they notified the officers. Minihan then ran, and officers chased him down. Two officers pursued Minihan on foot and tackled him, with a third officer arriving to assist. And during the apprehension, the suspect struck an officer in the right cheek with his elbow before being handcuffed. Minihan was arrested on pending charges of minor consumption, criminal trespass, interference with law enforcement, and battery on a law enforcement officer. Minihan was not injured during the foot pursuit and arrest, and the officer that was struck did not receive any injuries. Minihan was subsequently booked into the Ellis County Jail. For the 17th consecutive year, Fort Hays State University has been recognized for its investment in programs that improve the lives of veterans and military personnel, earning the 2024-2025 Military Friendly School designation from militaryfriendly.com. Institutions that received the designation were evaluated using public data sources and responses from a proprietary survey. More than 2,600 schools participated in the 2023-2024 survey, with more than 500 schools earning award-level designations in gold, silver, and bronze. Fort Hays State University attained the rank of silver again this year. The military-friendly program creates civilian opportunities for veterans and is the standard that measures an organization's commitment, effort, and a success in creating sustainable and meaningful opportunities for the military community. The 2024-2025 Military Friendly Schools list can be found at militaryfriendly.com. Military-connected students' benefits at Fort Hays State University include tuition assistance, veteran affairs benefits, yellow ribbon and in-state tuition, and scholarships. Students also have access to a military success module, specialized career services, and a dedicated military admissions advisor. You can visit the Military Connected Student Services page for more information at fhsu.edu/military. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission, led by newly appointed Chairman Whitney Damron, will hold its next public meeting on Thursday, April 25th, at the K-State Salina Campus College Center Conference Room in Salina. The hybrid meeting will begin at noon and conclude once all agenda items are covered. And while all are welcome to attend, interested parties do not need to be physically present to participate. Instructions for participating by Zoom, phone, and live video audio streaming can be accessed by visiting ksoutdoors.com and clicking Instructions to Participate in Virtual Meeting. During the April 25, 2024 public meeting, commissioners will vote on the 2024-2025 waterfowl season dates, bag and possession limits, and commissioners will then allot time for general public comment on non-agenda items, receive an agency and state fiscal status update, receive a 2024 legislative update, and have a general discussion on statewide and water body specific fishing regulations, a summary of and snagging opportunity related to invasive carp in the Kansas River, and select sport fish versus non-sport fish regulations. Commissioners will conclude the public meeting by hearing workshop items, which are items that may be voted on at a future date. And they include trout season and permit prices, military deer seasons, and the new carcass movement regulation. Any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the commission secretary at 620-672-0702. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 20th at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center in Hays. In Nebraska news, a man was driving drunk on Sunday morning before a deadly South Lincoln crash, according to court documents. Gabriel Rivella, 34, was found unconscious in the driver's seat after the crash at 28th Street and Pine Lake Road, according to an arrest affidavit that was filed on Tuesday. Two passengers, Omar Rios, 23, and Darian Rosales, 21, were pronounced dead at the scene. Rivella was taken to a hospital with minor injuries, and officers suspected that he was under the influence of alcohol. Rivella was given a preliminary breath test, revealing that he had a blood alcohol content of 0.119%, according to police, and the legal limit in Nebraska is 0.08%. He was charged with two counts of manslaughter and is being held without bond, according to the court records. Rivella's next court appearance is scheduled for May 20th. The case of a Nebraska man accused of leaving his dogs out in sub-zero temperatures was sent to district court on Tuesday, where 40-year-old Kevin Jimminson was charged with two counts of cruel neglect of an animal resulting in death or serious injury. On a frigid January day, a deputy with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office was called to Jimminson's home near Giltner on a report of two dogs constantly being outside. And the deputy found one dog dead and another had hypothermia, according to the arrest affidavit. Giltner is 15 miles southwest of Aurora, and the wind chill at the Aurora Municipal Airport that morning dipped to 43 degrees below zero. Jimison has given up ownership of the surviving dog to the Aurora Veterinary Clinic, and the clinic was authorized by the court to put the dog up for adoption. Jimison's arraignment in Hamilton County District Court is set for May 16th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay golf coach David Stover to talk about the team and their tournament to be played tomorrow here in Norton.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, we haven't really talked since the season started, but you started out at Smith Center, which was actually hosted by Felsberg, a second-place finish there, and, of course, a couple medalists in that tournament. Let's talk about that tournament.
Yeah, the tournament was moved to Felsberg. Smith Center's had some trouble with their course, apparently, and so I thought we got off to a nice start. It was a really windy day, and I thought the kids handled it really well. We did get second in the tournament. Felsberg was able to beat us, but I thought we were, for first time out, we were pretty competitive. Eli Jones finished second, and Roman Hauser were sixth. So they both had really good starts to the season as well that day.
You had a nice top two finish in that, and then you go out and play an 18-hole golf course out in Goodland, a fourth-place finish there, but a first-place medalist.
Yeah, Goodland is always one of the best tournaments we go to, as far as it's easily the biggest tournament we play every year. There were 102 golfers. There were 17 teams. So with an 18-hole course, obviously, you can put a lot more players on there. I thought we got better as a team, so that was always a good result. Easily the highlight of the day, Eli Jones shot a 77 on the day, and his first tournament win of the year, second tournament career win. He just played really solid golf all day long and earned a two-shot victory over the field.
Then we jump into the junior varsity for this last couple weeks, and tournament over at Waukini or Trigo Community, and then, of course, Hill City. What did you think of your junior varsity squads?
They're off to a pretty good start, and I'll be honest, I thought we could have played a little bit better at Hill City than what we did, but for the most part, I'm very pleased with where they're at right now. At Trigo, they did keep team scores. Some tournaments do, JV-wise, some don't. And we finished third there, so out of nine teams, so that was a good finish. Gavin Braun was able to earn an individual spot. He finished eighth overall, so that was good. Then at Hill City, as I said, we actually, one of those days where we actually get great weather, and anytime they can get more experience playing, that's good. I think we thought we might play a little bit better overall than what we did. They don't keep team scores at there, so there was no team results there. And Rowan Granberry actually tied for the last medalist spot. They medal 15. Unfortunately, he did not win card playoffs, so he didn't medal. But score-wise, he did tie for a medalist. So for the most part, it was good experience for us, and we'll look to build on it.
You mentioned the weather, and, of course, this wind has been pretty nasty for all teams in the area. But how have you been able to practice this last week or so?
Well, it sure does make things a little bit creative. We've been able to get on the golf course and be creative a couple of days. Obviously, if we're going to be able to play in it, we have to be able to practice in it. So we've been able to do some different things that I think have helped us. You can't be a good golfer in Western Kansas if you don't know how to play in the wind. So it's something we're definitely working on every day, and I do think we are getting better.
That brings us up to your next tournament, and the course that will be hosted by Norton at the Prairie Dog Golf Course. And that's a 1 o'clock start for you here. Weather's supposed to be maybe a little bit colder than what it is as the day of this interview. But why don't you name some of the teams and looking forward to this tournament?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the tournament this year. We look forward to it every year. I know I'm a little bit biased, but I think we have one of the nicest golf courses in the area, and I know teams and individuals get excited coming to play here, and I do think this tournament this year is going to be wide open. Just about every team, I think, is in the battle for team placing. We're going to have Ellis, Goodland, Hill City, Hoxie, Northern Valley, Oakley, Felsberg, and Plainville. So we've seen each other at least once all season long, and I think we're all pretty close. Coming in, Hill City has to be the favorite team-wise. They've got off to a really good start this year with a lot of returning golfers from a state runner-up team last year. But I do think everybody can give them a run. And there's just a lot of really good individual players. There's a lot of really good teams. So it should be a heck of a day at the golf course.
Again, that's at 1 o'clock on Friday here at the Prairie Dog Golf Course. And we are also like to mention that you will be running to Smith Center for junior varsity on Tuesday. So we wish you the best of luck when you host the Norton Invitational, and then, of course, send in the junior varsity squad to Smith Center on Tuesday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Stover, and good luck to all of the Blue Jay golfers playing tomorrow here in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ground beef stroganoff, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 57 and breezy, with a north wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 35 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. On Friday, it should be cloudy with a high near 57 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, showers are likely mainly after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, showers are likely, mainly before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 51. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 62. On Monday, there's a chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 74. On Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 68. And on Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny, with a high near 69. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is north at 20, with gusts to 30 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas freshman guard Johnny Furphy has announced that he is declared for the 2024 NBA draft. He'll retain his NCAA eligibility while testing the draft process if he withdraws his name by May 29th. But that probably won't happen, and it wasn't a surprise that he declared, especially to Michael Swain of Fog.net and 24/7 Sports, who joined 580 WIBW back on April 9th and predicted the move.
I don't think Johnny Furphy is going to be back, and I think the wing player that's going to start for KU has not been added yet, and I think that is going to be the big question here over the next couple weeks or a couple months, depending on how long this takes, is going to be that role, right? Who's going to be the guy that comes in and plays kind of the two or the three? It's really a three. And I think that really is going to be the question, because we know DeJuan Harris is going to start. We know KJ Adams is going to start regardless of what fans want to believe. And then Hunter Dickinson is likely going back to KU. So you've got kind of your core there, and then it's going to come down to, okay, Zeke Mayo, Riley Kugel, who wins that out? Or maybe if Kansas goes and gets another elite guard, which one of those three wins that job? And then who's kind of that wing that Kansas gets that can kind of play the three?
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, some strong to severe thunderstorms pushed across northeast Kansas, producing 1.5-inch diameter hail near Topeka and baseball-sized hail east-southeast of Paxico in Waubonsie County. As the frontal boundary slides further to the south and east, temperatures fall significantly behind it with readings in the 50s today. We could be a few degrees warmer if we see any break in cloud cover. Winds will be gusty up to 40 miles per hour. A ridge of high pressure from Canada building in will keep us cool for the weekend. A few disturbances pass by with slight chances of rain. The growing season, obviously a concern as we fall into the mid-30s for overnight lows into Sunday morning. Breezy today with a high temperature in the mid-50s, a north wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight's low 32. North central Kansas, scattered storms this morning with today's high 58. Showers this morning in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 50s. Windy and cooler in southwestern Kansas, our high 58. Scattered storms this morning in south central Kansas, our high 72. Mid-70s with falling temperatures in southeast Kansas. I'm Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, live cattle futures were a mixed bag with a closer contracts and live cattle lower and differ to contracts higher. Feeder cattle were higher in the front month and lower thereafter. Hog futures were mixed. As far as the grains are concerned, corn futures are slightly lower this morning after Wednesday's two-sided session, where futures closed slightly lower for the second straight day. Soybeans are lower this morning as products are both lower, reversing Wednesday's slightly higher close. Traders continue to worry about demand for U.S. soybeans in the world markets, even though we are seldom competitive with Brazil at this time of the year. Wheat futures are lower this morning as there is now at least a chance of some light rainfall in the dry areas of Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.